House Judiciary Committee will come to order. It is now 10:10 on Saturday, April 16th. We are in the Grunberg Room. Members present are Representative Christ Thompson, Representative Lynn, Representative Clayman, and myself, Chair Ledoux. We do have a quorum. Please silence your cell phones. Thank you to Christy Blair, our House Recording Secretary, and the gentleman from the Juno LIO. Thank you. Your name is not in my script today. Sorry. On the agenda today, we have backup Senator Myers, SB 123 and SB 121, and SJR 2, sponsored by Senator McKinnon. Public testimony has been closed for all three bills. The first bill that we're going to take up is Senate Bill 123.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Edra Morledge, staff to Senator Meyer. Thank you for bringing this bill back up. You heard it a couple of days ago. This is the reducing the penalties for texting and driving from a Class A misdemeanor to a $500 violation. And if I can answer any further questions from committee members, I'd be happy to.
Does anybody have any questions for Edra right now?
Yeah, good bill.
All right. What is the pleasure of the committee?
Madam Chair, I would move B-123, version 29-LS1198-E of the CS for Senate Bill 123 from the House Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Seeing no objections, the bill is moved. Let's take a brief recess in order to sign the bill folder. Again, we will now take up Senate Bill 121. Edra?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Edra Morledge, staff to Senator Meyer. This is the bill that allows a person to place a security freeze on behalf of a certain individual. If it's a child, a legal, if it's a legal guardian, a parent, a conservator of an individual, they can place a security freeze on that credit report. And if there is not one in existence, the credit bureau is required to generate one in order to place the freeze.
Madam Chair, we recently received a letter from the Consumer Data Industry Association raising, not objecting to the bill per se, but raising a number of questions which hadn't really come up at our prior committee hearings. And I think this bill has got really good intentions, but I was wondering if we could actually hold this bill at least till this afternoon so we could have a chance to look at the concerns raised in the letter from the Consumer Data Industry Association.
That sounds reasonable to me. In all honesty, I see the letter is dated April 13th. We may very well have gotten this on April 13th, but with the committees and the floor being what they have been, it didn't get distributed. So I have no problems with holding it until this afternoon. Then.
Madam Chair, I don't know what the schedule is on the floor today, and there'll probably be a supplemental.
There probably will, but once we can get, once I want to let my members look at this, and we can make time. So when I recess this meeting, we'll recess it to the call of the chair, Representative Lynn.
I just wanted to get lost in the last minute zoo.
Understand. All right. Thanks very much. We'll probably be seeing you this afternoon.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just, for the record, would like to say I have not seen that letter. So thank you. So we'll see you later.
Okay. Thanks very much.
And through the chair, let us know what you all think. Read the letter and check the concerns and let us know what you all think.
Thank you. And we will finally take up SJR 2. And do we have Kristen Pratt here?
Good morning, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Kristen Pratt. I'm staff to Senator Anna McKinnon. I'm Sharon Muta. Thank you for hearing this legislation again. SJR 2 is a constitutional amendment that would permit the issuance of general obligation bonds for the purpose of funding post-secondary student loans. So I can go over it again, but that's pretty much what it does. I believe Diane Behrens from the Commission on Post-Secondary Education is online if there are questions.
Do we have any questions? Okay, what is the pleasure of the committee?
I knew that. I said it right there. Yeah. I move version 29-LS0010-W of the Senate Joint Resolution 2 from the House Judiciary Committee. The individual recommendation and attached zero fiscal note.
Seeing no objections, the bill moves. So please stay around to sign the bill folder. And we are going to recess the meeting until the call of the chair.
Check 1, 2.
Sounds good.
Microphone check 1, 2, 1, 2. Sounds good.
Yeah, that's a little bit soft.
That one's soft.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank
you. We're going to reconvene this meeting of House Judiciary. It is 4:07 p.m. Members present are Representative Price Tompkins, Representative Foster, Representative Klayman, and my Vice Chair, Representative Keller. I'm Representative Ledoux, the Chair. Everyone, please silence their cell phones. And we do have a quorum. And we are back to Senate Bill 121. And we have, again, Edra Morledge. And do we have any questions for Edra, or do we have any concerns?
Madam Chair, I have a...
You can read it.
As I said this morning, I have some concerns. Edra, can you tell me a little bit? There was a reference in the letter from the CDIA that the term record is not defined in the bill. And have you had a chance to look at that concern, and do you have any thoughts on that?
Thank you, Representative Klayman, through the chair. My name is Edra Morledge, staff to Senator Meyer. I did read the letter after I got it this morning, and I will just note that this letter is the first official document we've received noting any concerns with the bill since we brought it forward in January. So I wasn't aware that there was a concern with that terminology in my research of the bill. Early on, it was the term record was pretty interchangeable with credit report as far as establishing a credit report or a credit record for the purpose of placing a credit freeze. If the committee wanted to add a definition of that, I think we would be okay with that. It would be your obviously a policy call.
And through the chair, another option might be to just delete the word record and just make specific reference to consumer credit report.
Representative Klayman, yeah, we would be okay with that as well.
Well, I'm not going to propose an amendment today. I don't know, hold up passage of the bill, but I would note that to the extent your office wants to work with my office, I'm more than happy to look at this more and potentially propose an amendment on the House floor. As long as Senator Meyer is agreeable with such an amendment, I don't want to stall the process, but if taking a minor correction would help the bill in terms of the CDIA, I'm more than happy to work with you to help that along.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. What is the pleasure of the committee?
Madam Chair, I move the 29LS 1129 ECHO, the CS for Senate Bill 121 from Judiciary with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Seeing no objections, the bill is moved, and it is 4:10, and we are adjourned for the day.